Hey, this is H1. We're going to be running it back with another episode talking about chess knowledge, chess wisdom, and chess understanding. And today, I guess we're not going to be talking about any of those things because we will be talking about the cheating scandal that's been going on for weeks now that I did not want to talk about on a podcast because I thought that it would blow over in about a week or so. But apparently nobody has found the solution or the problem. So this thing is getting more serious. Let me just say that. So just sit back and relax. Enjoy the show as we read over this article about the chess world champion Magnus Carlsen accusing Hans Niemann of cheating. Let's get started.
This episode is brought to you by Rockstar Energy Drink. Be honest, are you procrastinating by listening to this podcast? It's okay. You just need Rockstar Focus. Choose from three delicious flavors, each crafted with ingredients for an ideal energy and mental boost, like Lion's Mane, 200 milligrams of caffeine, and zero sugar. Visit rockstarenergy.com to learn more. At least 75 milligrams of caffeine has been shown to help improve attention.
All right, chess world champion Magnus Carlsen accusing Hans Niemann of cheating. Let's just go skim through this thing so that everybody knows exactly what's going on. 1 week after stunning the chess world by resigning from a game after making just one move, reigning world champion Magnus Carlsen has broken his silence to accuse Hans Niemann, 19 years old, of cheating. Which is crazy. He just did this Monday that he accused him officially on Twitter. Man, what this world is going through right now, where we're looking on Twitter and Facebook of people's responses. Yeah, it's crazy. Usually it's like wasn't it like an official announcement in a newspaper or something? But now Twitter is just our guide. But anyway, Niemann recently acknowledged cheating in the past, but he insists he has been playing by the rules since he was confronted and punished. And based on his response, this is not reading the article, but I seen an interview that he did with the St. Louis Chess Club. He cheated when he was 12 years old and when he was 16 years old online. And he says that he's changed, which, you know, I'm pretty unbiased about this. If he cheated, you know, he doesn't deserve to be in the chess tournaments anymore. But if he didn't, then hey, there should be like some suspension policy on everybody that's talking bad on Niemann's name. It can either go one way or another. But it seems like online, everybody's picking sides. Most people, I did a poll on my YouTube channel. Most people's picking Hans Niemann's side than Magnus Carlsen. So I don't know. It was close to 50-50. It was like 60%. Hans Niemann and 50% Magnus Carlsen, but I only got like 10,000 subscribers on YouTube, so I mean there's millions of people that didn't vote. But anyway, Carlsen is not convinced. I am not this is from the Norwegian, that's what the article says. He said, I am not willing to play chess with Niemann. He stated this on Twitter. Bombshells have rocked elite chess this month. Yes, this whole month, everybody was just talking about this. Carlsen's overt accusations and this is an article by the NPR.org. But anyway, Carlsen's overt accusation is the latest development in a scandal that's been the talk of the chess world since September 4th, when Carlsen abruptly withdrew from the Sinkfield Cup in St. Louis following a loss to Niemann. Of the U.S. Wait a minute. That wasn't a nuisance. Man, I need to get my reading right. But this was in the U.S., all right? Everybody already knew that he dropped out from the Sinkfield Cup, which was crazy because I don't think that's happened before in Magnus Carlsen's career. He've never just dropped the whole tournament for no reason at all. Okay, let's continue with the article. At the time, Carlsen issued a cryptic tweet that led many to believe he suspected Niemann of foul play. And a lot of people had speculation of maybe his opening prep got leaked. But, you know, it couldn't have been that. Because he wouldn't have quit a whole tournament because of that. He would have just thought of something else. But anyway, Let's continue on with the article. Neiman made those comments after Chess.com hit him with a new ban. Yeah, and Chess.com banned this dude. In response, in his remarks, Chess.com said it has sent detailed evidence to Neiman that contradicts his statement regarding the amount and seriousness of his cheating on Chess.com. Against that backdrop, there was intense interest when Carlsen and Neiman were slated to play a rematch last Monday. But after Neiman made his first move as white, Carlsen responded with a single move as black and then quit. Carlsen went on to win that tournament, the Julius Beer Generation Cup, on Sunday. He issued his statement about Neiman the next day. Carlsen's refusal to play Neiman triggered calls for him to explain himself and for the International Chess Federation to review the case, which Carlsen admits is unprecedented. It's crazy. He didn't even play against Neiman, but he still won a tournament. It just proves that Magnus Carlsen is still like the best chess player in the world, which I did a poll and people are actually saying that Hans Neiman is better than Magnus Carlsen. They made this a religious thing online. I do not get it. I did a poll. Just look on there. I'm not lying. There's people in the comments. I was like, well, Hans Neiman is better than Magnus Carlsen just because he won two games, which, you know, that is a high feat. And plus, you know, there's some more information coming out on Hikaru Nakamura's channel that he's played 100%. He had 100%, and excuse the car in the background, but he played 100% accuracy game against Magnus Carlsen, which, I don't know, people are just finding more evidence that he might be cheating. But who knows? There's not exact proof yet, but let's just keep on reading. Carlsen explains his suspicions about Neiman. Carlsen, who has dominated world chess for years, provided few new details to support his allegation against Neiman, which isn't enough, clearly, has been unusual games. Carlsen also noted his opponent's demeanor. When he played Neiman in St. Louis, Carlsen said, "I had the impression that he wasn't tense or even fully concentrating on the game in critical positions. While outplaying me as black in a way I think only a handful of players could do. This game contributed to changing my perspective." When they played in person on September 4th, both players were subjected to a security check using handheld metal detector wands, as video from the event shows. And there's a video of the St. Louis Chess Club wanding the players for cheating. Okay, what else did Carlsen say? "Because I don't know what they are capable of doing in the future." He said that statement because he cheated in the past, and Carlsen doesn't really know if he's going to cheat in the future since he's that open about it. And it's not like he cheated once or twice. He did it multiple times. That's why Carlsen is kind of like questioning things. But anyway, what else is more interesting? The scandal triggers calls for a clampdown on cheating. On Monday, chess grandmaster Andrew Tang credited Carlsen for airing an issue that the chess community wanted to pretend doesn't exist, suggesting Neiman is not alone in cheating. When the scandal first erupted, Tang, 22 years old, said he's been waiting to see a reckoning over cheating in online games, adding, Guess what it still seems pretty easy to get away with, and many GMs besides Hans have done it. Let me just comment on this point too. I got a little story to tell. So H1 decided to get back on chess.com to start playing there a lot more. I was primarily playing on leechess.org, and you know, you can kind of feel the different levels between leechess.org and chess.com. You go on chess.com, people are more proficient on openings, tactics, etc. And I went on chess.com to get some more competition in, which I did. And I've been on a mission these past weeks of getting to 2100 on all the time controls, which I still need to do that on Blitz. Hopefully about time this episode comes out, it's already done. It's already Gucci. But anyway, I went on chess.com. I got on Rapid because I love Rapid. I didn't want to just go straight to Bullet and Blitz. And I was losing games. I was losing against like 1,800 players, and like it was crazy. It was crazy. I was losing a whole bunch of games, and I was feeling sad. I'm not gonna lie. I was in my depression mode, and then I realized, oh snap, I can just wait a while, play some more chess, and play more games, be better, and like learn how to calculate concretely and learn specific openings. So I was on a mission to get my rating back to 2100. I learned the Trompowski, all the variations. I learned the Catalan, things of this nature. And I did this to get back to 2100, which I have successfully did, but not on my own merit, because a couple days ago on chess.com, I got two mails. The first one said, one person has cheated. Here's your rating. Here's your rating points that you lost. And so I got that first email. I got that first mail from chess.com. And then I got a second one saying, oh, our bad. Somebody else cheated against you that we just figured out. And this was like a week ago. They was like, okay, here's your chess rating back. And so I'm back to 2100, which I was at like 2050 at the before that happened. So there is a major cheating problem. Well, I can't really... Can you really base a whole website off of just two people that's cheating? I don't know. I don't know if it's a lot more people that cheat. There has to be some statistics that should come out pretty soon. I don't know. But all I do know is that, hey, if this is more prevalent, then we need to get this under control. I know of a situation. Wait a minute. Wait, oh, snap. We got Marisa Ashley saying something. Okay, September 4th, try to do everything they can to block cheating. Grandmaster Maurice Ashley recently told NPR, Grandmaster Maurice Ashley recently told NPR they're going to try to do everything they can. I know of the situation with a player where the coach had a code for where they stood on the floor, Ashley said, and they just had to stand in the right place for you to know what piece to move. If a coach stood in a corner, for instance, that could signal the player to move their bishop. Such actions damage the sport by undermining trust, Ashley said. I mean, conspiracies are everywhere now. Everybody's paranoid, and that's not a good place for chess to be at all. Okay, do we got any more? Oh yeah, it's almost done. Maria, I can't say her last name. I don't know. I don't want to mess up her last name. But Maria, a grandmaster, a four-time Armenian woman, a women's chess champion, says she has heard of cases in which a player at an over-the-board competition consulted a phone hitting in the bathroom. Isn't that nuts? That's crazy. But she admits to being a little mystified as to why anyone would go to such lengths. I will not understand the fun of winning with a machine's help in anything, she told NPR on Tuesday. So I can't really explain why people want to do it. It could be the prize money and the excitement of winning, Maria said, but she added, none of those things are worth risking one's reputation. Which is very true. If you're a cheater and you won money by cheating, you shouldn't feel proud of yourself. This is not what this podcast is about. It's about fighting with your whole mind, all right? Your mind, not the chess as your mind. So if you're a cheater listening to this, stop doing that. It's ridiculous. You're not winning. You're not gaining nothing from that. You're not learning lessons from cheating. Dude, that makes no sense. Somebody has to go to a bathroom, consult to a hidden phone? Who does that, bro? Like, I bet he's the type of person that'd be playing checkers and he'd be like, every time you look away, she just takes a checker piece away from your board. It's like, why? And I've seen this in chess tournaments that I was the director. I've seen kids do this and I had to be like, hey, you, come on. Put that piece back. Come on. Oh, crap. But anyway, that's the end of the article. Let's close right quick.
Hi, I'm going to whisper some things to you now about Crunch chocolate bars. Because apparently this whispering thing is a thing that makes you feel things. It's saying something crunchy is coming in the candy wrapper language. Imagine your tongue hiking up those crispy, rocky ridges. Now, drum roll, please.
Wow, that's good. Crunchy, munchy chocolate doesn't whisper.
Turn up the fun with Crunch.
All right. Yep, this is the end of this episode talking about the cheating scandal. Hopefully, y'all learned something valuable today. And hopefully, what did y'all learn today? Honestly, there is nothing to be learned yet. We need some more information, Magnus. That's what everybody really wants to say. Give us more information. Like, you can't just accuse somebody of cheating without definite proof. And if he is cheating, let's get him out of there. But until then, you can't do nothing about him. Hey, let him chill, bro. Who cares if he became the best chess player in the last 2 years? Maybe he was training. That's an insane rating boost. But hey, you know, prodigies are everywhere. But, you know, I just want to get past this so that we can get to, like, the real chess stuff. Like, Ding Liren going against Jan Nepo. I want to talk about that more and see, like, what opening prep they're going to use against each other and see what openings they even use consistently. I wonder if they're even going to go into E4 lines because, you know, Ding Liren plays the Catalan. That's what I want to talk about. It's crazy. But anyway, hey, thank you for picking this podcast to listen to, and hopefully you follow so that you stay notified on all the episodes that I post. And you know what? Hey, be Gucci. Do I need to stop saying be Gucci? I like saying it. Be Gucci. Say it with me. Be Gucci. Come on.